This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, and always streaming live on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 3 o'clock as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. Little top Ben Strober behind the glass, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. We got a lot to get to. It'll be me and you for the next 3 hours. A lot of Washington Commanders training camp talk. We'll take a spin around the National Football League and look at some of the top storylines to this point throughout training camp. We'll bring you a fresh installment of NELL Super Six Pack. I'll give you my top six training camp standouts through the first 3 days of practice. The fellas off this afternoon. So we'll be off this afternoon, too, a little bit in terms of how much Commanders talk we give you. I do want to talk a lot about what's going on around the rest of the National Football League as well here. But one other thing we'll do, too. ESPN and Bill Barnwell put out a list a couple of days ago, and it was his all-pressure team. The players, coaches, execs under the most pressure in the National Football League. We will get to that as well and do it a little Commander style, Burgundy and Gold style, giving you the Commanders that are under the most pressure as we get geared up for the 2025 season. What I want to do right now, though, right off the rip here, is go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And, Ben, if you could pot them up for us. That's where we find our guy Toby Altizer, one half of the Bustin' Loose baseball podcast. Toby, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I know you needed to set the tone for the show, so you had to call the real youngest in charge to get things rolling.
You should be absolutely flattered that we wanted you off the top here. But no, I appreciate you making some time for us this weekend as well. I know this is your off day too, as you're always locked and loaded here. What has happened in the last 18 innings with the Washington Nationals?
No runs, I can tell you that much. Nothing going on. I mean, Nick Lodolo looked really, really good for the Nationals. Had not rolled out of bed just yet for a 12:05 start against the Reds the other day. Had a day off, go to Minnesota, and the bat still didn't show up. And it's, you know, Lodolo is a better pitcher than Zebby Matthews is, yeah. And Zebby Matthews was able to have his way last night. So, frankly, the bats have to show up. Some of the guys have been in a little bit of a rut. Like, we've seen James Wood kind of struggle over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not all that worried about him. You can't pin all that stuff on him, but he hasn't had great looking at bats. C.J. Abrams hasn't had great looking at bats. Like, the guys that are supposed to run this lineup haven't put together good enough at-bats to get things done. So just not a lot going on for the offense. And you know, you lose last night for the third time this year, 1-0.
I mean, it's awful.
Can't have that. I mean, Mackenzie Gore didn't pitch well. He walked six guys, but kept you in the ballgame, got through five innings, only giving up the one run. you can't lose games like that. You can't get shut out in back-to-back games. And it's just a disappointment because going into the month of June, it felt like this team was going to matter a lot longer. And then by the end of that month of June, you realize that the rest of the season was going to be largely irrelevant. And that's kind of where you're at right now.
Yeah, I think it is well put from you. I want to ask you about Mackenzie Gore and the trade deadline as a whole here. His last couple of starts, Toby, have not been very good. The timing of this is obviously brutal. No chance that that impacts his value at the deadline, part one and then part two of this. If you were Mike DiBartolo, what type of deal do you need to have in place here to feel comfortable moving on from Mackenzie Gore?
Well, first of all, I'm not moving Mackenzie Gore at this deadline. I just don't think that that makes any sense. I think that you can still get a very, very good package in the offseason. So there's a couple of factors in this, Linnell, that are very interesting. So if you go look at the trade that Garrett Crochet got when he was traded away from the White Sox to the Red Sox in this offseason, you get some really, really good pieces back for Chicago, and a couple of those guys, I believe, have already made the majors for them. So they got a really nice package of a couple top 100 guys, and the Red Sox ultimately extend Garrett Crochet, and we could have a discussion of who's a better pitcher. I think everyone would say Crochet, but I don't think it's by a significant margin. But that was with 1 year of control left, and you were able to get a really, really good package for an elite starting pitcher. And I think for Mackenzie Gore, you've got 2.5 years left with this half season, and then you've got 2 years after. But the real hookup here, real hang-up here, Linnell, is it might be 2 years technically, but that 2027 season has a massive question mark over when does a season get played with a lockout and if it's a shortened year, all that stuff. So while you technically have 2 years of control, teams may look at it as maybe a year and a half of control or maybe even just 1 year of control because no one knows yet what's going to happen in that 2027 season. So, you know, you could trade him, I think, for a Crochet type package in the offseason, and that's why I don't think that you need to do anything now, especially when you've got an interim general manager where he knows what's going on in the system. Grant and I have talked about this a bunch where he knows what's going on. He knows Mackenzie Gore, so it's not as if you just brought in somebody off the street that doesn't understand stuff. But if he makes a trade and then you don't keep Mike DiBartolo around, who's to say that the new guy that you bring in from the Tampa Bay Rays or the Los Angeles Dodgers or choose your good organization, looks at the prospects that he brings back and goes, well, I like those guys, but I would have gone with someone else.
Yeah, I like them, but don't love them.
So that's my thing, is I wouldn't allow that to happen. Now, because of the amount of control that he has left, Linnell, these last two starts, they don't really make any sort of an impact on his trade value. His trade value is in terms of his potential, what he's shown this year, and the amount of time of control he has left. So, no, the last two starts aren't going to affect anything if they were to move him. But I would not be moving him unless it were something where it'd be the stupidest move ever to say no.
Toby, we appreciate you giving us some time, my friend. I wanted to let you get off there to start the show here, brother, because I was reading social media last night. And everyone, I've never seen, for a team that's as bad as the Nats are, I'll say this about the fan base and the people that follow this thing on an everyday basis. There's a desire for a good baseball team in the nation's capital. People care. It's just they stink. So right now it's a bunch of people throwing tomatoes every chance that they get. And I want to let you let your arm get some work here this afternoon.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, Linnell. I mean, it's you're far enough removed now that World Series in 2019 is kind of lost some of that luster, and you're getting to a point now where you're getting into the rut that we've seen this team have years ago when they first came to DC, where it's losing season after losing season and largely irrelevant, and you don't want to get stuck in that spot again, especially with the new system and the way that you can't have number one picks year after year. You know, it'd be great if they could do these sorts of things and then end up with the next Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg, right? But unfortunately, with the way things work out, you have the number one pick this year, and even though I would have gone Holiday, you know, they take Eli Willits, and it's just funny to think about.
Jeez.
Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper, and Eli Willits. And I hope that he turns out to be just as good as those
other guys.
Hopefully
he's the next one, and hopefully helps accelerate, kickstart, however you want to call whatever they're doing right now as an organization. I still think they're an ownership group with no plan, and Mike DiBartolo is going to get the tag removed.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah. That's definitely true, Linnell. That's 100% true.
Toby, we appreciate you as always, brother.
Always good to talk, man.
That is Toby Altizer, one half of the Bust and Lose baseball podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts. And give our guy a follow on the X app at Toby_Altizer, one of the absolute best. Talking all things seam ball. I'm understanding now, following it more this year than I ever have, how apathetic the Nats fan base is and how fed up people are with what's going on. And the past 18 innings. I really should have said the past 27 innings in terms of their inability to just do anything at the plate. Zebby Matthews in his last start against the Rockies lasted 4 innings, gave up 5 runs. And last night, the Nats were able to register 2 hits in the span of 2 innings against him. So it shows you what's going on with this group. I am eager to see what happens at the end of the weekend with the trade deadline coming up. There are a couple of guys that clearly, you know, may have minimal value across the league, but I'm ready to fast forward to the offseason with this group. And I know that's probably a terribly disrespectful thing to say. That's just kind of how I'm feeling. A lot more to get to, though, as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Now that we've gotten the baseball out of the way, I have been boots on the ground out in Ashburn the past couple of days. When we come back, I'll empty out my Commanders training camp notebook from practice number 3 of camp, and there is one young pup that has continued to stand out each of the first couple of days. We'll put a spotlight on this young man next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Just getting rolling here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham, taking you up to 3 o'clock. We'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, at that point, as he'll lead you in a Washington Nationals baseball. We'll empty out the training camp notebook here throughout this opening hour of the program. Our training camp coverage here on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So today the fellas have an off day. Tomorrow they're back at it. First day that fans will be allowed to be in attendance. Always, to me, adds a little bit more juice to the practice. Think about it. If you've ever done or played any type of sport in your life, whether it's Little League, high school, college, you name it, when you got fans out there in attendance, everything is juiced up a little bit, man. You go a little bit harder. You care about how your socks look and things of that nature, man. And you want to make plays for a fan base that has really supported you here over the past calendar year in terms of buying into this rebuild. And then obviously last year, out of nowhere, they end up in the NFC Championship game. And now there is a sense of confidence. There are expectations for this team. And for the first time in my lifetime, yours as well, Top, they're warranted. The expectations are warranted here this year in our nation's capital. And it feels like as we move throughout the first opening days of training camp, you're starting to see why, you know, this team has expectations this year. It all starts with the quarterback to me. Yesterday was a practice in which the defense won the day. Now, I'll say this. The defense, you could say that they won the day, but there were still nice plays made by the offense. I mean, Jaden Daniels, throughout the first 3 days, small reminder of who he is. Ball placement, accuracy, get the football out on time. Now, what we have seen, though, from him so far in this camp, I've seen him, you know, put the ball in harm's way a little bit more. Yesterday, obviously, threw a couple of interceptions, but I'll say this about training camp plays, and anybody that you hear talk about this will say it, there's got to be added context to a lot of what you see because there's a lot of situational work going on where they're practicing third medium, red zone, fourth down stuff, things of that nature. There was a game that they played yesterday to where if you didn't get a completion, you got to get off the field. It's called knockouts, kind of what they were calling it. And to me, this competitive environment that the team has breeded, that Dan Quinn has breeded, this competitive culture, I've been thinking about it over the past couple of days. It is the driving reason why last year happened. And it's honestly the driving reason why I feel like last year's success was not just some flash in the pan. It's sustainable because the same cast of characters are here. There is a standard. There is a culture that they now have. And we threw that word around for years under Ron Rivera and Jay Gruden and Mike Shanahan, right? It's all about having culture. All of the elite programs throughout the National Football League have a culture. And first and foremost, in terms of why this group is successful, why this group, in my opinion, will continue to have success moving forward, has as much to do with the quarterback, has as much to do with the culture that's been set by the coach as much as it does by the quarterback. Because what we saw last year, they're going to get the absolute best out of everybody.
I love the nugget that you just dropped about the game kind of thing they were playing in terms of competition, because I'm always under the impression that practice needs to be fun for the players, but at the same time, competitive with people working their asses off, because practice shouldn't be a thing where it's fun like it was in the Jay Gruden era, because they were soft. It's a players coach thing. People are sitting around. They're not practicing hard.
Bingo.
You should be having fun while practicing hard, and that's exactly, you know, what they've instilled with Dan Quinn.
Yeah, I definitely, definitely agree with that. And, like, this is why, and it's crazy, hearing Von Miller talk the other day, and we'll play some of that for you throughout the program here as well. He spoke to the D.C. media for the first time since getting here, and he's just impressive. All-class dude, all-world dude. But one of the things he hit on was Dan Quinn in getting here, and the one thing that Von said is, like, he felt like he had known Dan Quinn for years when he had first met him. And it was almost like it was weird to him because, you know, obviously he hadn't known him, only known him for about a month. You know, they went out and officially started talking to Von about a month ago, and then they obviously pulled the trigger on the deal last week. But just hearing Von talk about Dan Quinn and how revered he is across the National Football League, one thing that, you know, I'm going to discuss here over the next couple of weeks, next couple of days here too, and start to take a deeper look at in terms of talking to people that know both of these guys and just trying to figure out the secret sauce of why this group has, you know, gotten off to the start that they've gotten off to. at this juncture, like, Dan Quinn, as much as we love Adam Peters and we talk about, you know, the roster building and being having it put in place, I think Dan Quinn is just as important to this equation, and I think he is one of the most important pieces to the success of this group this year and moving forward. Mike Locksley just came out and made some very transparent, interesting comments saying that he lost the locker room last year in College Park. And last year, you know, Top, as you know, the worst year that, you know, Mike Locksley has had at the University of Maryland in terms of, you know, what guys were saying behind the scenes. And I know you you're gonna laugh when I say this. You're the Willits nugget that you had yesterday. You're like a don't take this in the wrong way. You're like a weasel. You're like in everything. You're getting the drop on a lot of very interesting information and nuggets. It's part of being the youngest in charge, man. We're talking to the people that these athletes are around our age. We have friends that have friends. We're from here. So it's some of the nuggets that you've told me about Locks are interesting. But for him to come out and say that the other day was interesting to me.
I got a question for you. Is it not crazy that a coach just admitted to losing the locker room in a press conference?
I don't know if it's crazy. I give him kudos because you know how it is, bro. It's a whole
like I guess he's trying to be transparent, but
this year's team is a totally different team. It has nothing to do with last year, essentially. So that's how I looked at it. I honestly gave him like a attaboy for doing it. But the reason I say it is like Dan Quinn, I don't ever see him losing the locker room. I think that was the secret sauce of last year. Yes, Jaden is tremendous, and we're seeing that throughout the first couple of days of camp. They're a really well-coached team as a whole. And I think that is the byproduct of Dan Quinn being like the – he's like a top three dude in the NFL. I don't know if we fully understand the depth of like his importance to what's going on here. From the top down, like there are so many former players – and I said this when he was first hired in terms of who he was bringing in. And I remember getting all jazzed up at that time. And you all were like, well, now calm the hell down. We haven't seen anything yet. There are so many former players littered across this staff. And when I'm talking former players, I'm not talking about no former player that was a scrub. I'm talking about former players that have hardware, former players that have pedigree. You know what I'm saying? William Gay, Super Bowl champion, defensive back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sharif Floyd, former first-round pick, dominated the SEC at the University of Florida on the interior of the defensive line. Like, those are the dudes that are out there telling these guys what to do and teaching these guys, right? Like that, it's a brotherhood that they have created, man, and I don't want that element of what happened last year to get lost. Honestly, my biggest takeaway through the first 3 days of training camp, if I'm being transparent here, is the brotherhood continuing to grow. The brotherhood taking another step now that you've dropped some little different pieces in here, right? Jonathan Jones coming over from the New England Patriots, championship pedigree, leader, knows how to get it done. Watching him interact with Mikey Samuels still, the first couple of days has been amazing. Will Harris coming in here bringing energy and communication and physicality. Watching him communicate with guys and getting integrated to this thing has been impressive. Von Miller, obviously, seeing how he's mentoring dudes and talking and expressing his love for the game. They're adding to this cocktail of leadership that they had last year. And I'm telling you, I always go back. It's always funny. I always go back to my Division III college football days at Bethany College. And Bill Garvey, if you ever catch one of my shows, I'd be tearing your ass apart. You are the worst coach I've ever had in my life. And I mean that. Oh, you were Kevin Bernat, if you're out there listening somewhere, pal. But I've seen and been on teams, unfortunately, where a coach has no stranglehold on the locker room, where there's no culture, where there are no expectations. Like, that stuff matters. And you would think, oh, this is the NFL. Everybody's got it. Why do you think certain teams suck? It's not because they don't have talent. Everybody's got talent in the National Football League. Honestly, it's what you do with the talent. And the first thing that's most important about it is these months and days right now, these 9 weeks that you're going to be, these 5 weeks, 6 weeks that you're going to be in camp leading up to the regular season. You're now building the foundation of what you're going to be. And, like, to me, that's been the biggest takeaway from training camp throughout the first 3 days, watching them build upon the brotherhood that they created last year. And the X's and O's stuff is going to come. I started at the beginning of the segment saying the defense won the day yesterday. There are going to be so many days of training camp practice, guys, where I come in here and tell you, oh, the offense won today. Oh, the defense won today. That's what camp is about. like I said, it's laying the foundation and figuring out who you're going to be, setting that standard, setting that culture. One thing Frankie Louvu said last year that really caught my attention, and I'm going back to last year because it started then, and this is what I keep going back to, why this is just so different. We have heard guys preach culture before, have we not? This is the first time in a long time that the leadership group here in the nation's capital has changed in terms of, like, who are the core leaders? Your core leaders are now Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, like real dudes. Frankie Louvu's story, he has got it out the mud. This is a guy that was a special teamer to start his damn career, and now he's getting all pro votes. So, like, when you have those type of guys in your building that really know what it is to work, the floor of this team. We briefly touched on it yesterday, me and Grant Paulson, and I'll touch on it more here today. Like, what could cause this thing to get derailed this year outside of injury? I don't think there's anything. I think the floor is so high, mainly because they have the type of dudes in the locker room where the bottom will never fall out. They're always going to show up and prepare the same way. I trust that because they have real vets in this building that know what it looks like. That's why Von Miller said, I wanted to come here. Do y'all know how crazy that is? Especially from me and your perspective, man. Like, holy, I'm almost like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it because it's like, damn, I was told my whole life that what's currently happening was never going to be possible. And to be living it in, like, real time, bro, it's crazy, and I'm super appreciative of it, but they're going to kick ass this year. I truly do believe that. I'm not just looking at it through some homer lens. They have deficiencies. We talk about it all the time. But the ceiling is sky high to me, and the floor ain't too low either.
We always got told there was never a possibility that anybody would want to play here. Anyone significant that has a pedigree and experience that wants to win would ever come to Washington. It was always, oh, yeah, that's where everyone goes to end their career because they'll just get thrown a bag and they'll probably get hurt. Or they'll just stink and finish out their career there on a losing team. That's not the case anymore. Von Miller said it right away in his first day. He said, you know, I'm leaving Josh Allen. I'm leaving the MVP of the National Football League. You know how hard of a decision that is? Exactly. And I chose to come here. Like, he would not come here if he didn't believe this team had what it takes to get to the Super Bowl and win.
He knows what's being built. He's talking to people. This is the thing, man. And just how I was just calling Ben a weasel because he talks to people. And people talk. People talk. Reputations get formed. Opinions get formed. You know what I'm saying? Like, Washington's reputation right now around the league is, like, pristine because of Dan Quinn and the environment that he's fostered and created. People know what he's about based off of, you know, their interactions with him in previous stops. Man, the NFL, they're petty as hell, and it's scandalous, and it's got all the drama, but it is a brotherhood in terms of the real people that are in it. So the one thing that I have noticed here throughout the first 3 days is them building off of this brotherhood, and then more importantly, like, we love Jaden Daniels. He's a big part of this thing. Dan Quinn was going to get it rocking no matter who the quarterback was that we drafted. I truly believe that in terms of, like, what he built, the coaching staff he put together, so on and so forth. That foundation that they set, and I give credit to the ownership group and all that, and I know it's hard to give them credit right now because we're all looking at them sideways because of the Terry negotiation. But, like, hey, man, we were in poverty. We were a third world country 18 months ago, man. We got our feet up. I can wear my jersey out in public on a Saturday in late July and feel good about it. Puff my chest out as I'm sipping on a cold adult beverage. So buckle up. I think it's going to be a special season. And it feels like, to me, this group, as high as the ceiling I think can be, I don't see this thing bottoming out this year either. A lot more to get to as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout when we... Oh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I promise I'm okay. I did not get abducted by aliens mid-outro last segment. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 3 o'clock as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. I just broke the microphone. Did you see that?
This is the second time you've done this.
I know. Because this thing is too loose. I like to hold the mic when I'm talking, man. I'm really letting it rip.
You're pulling the Valdez.
I can't believe I did it. Yeah. Wow. I feel like I've hijacked the segment by doing that. This tomfoolery to start. We're emptying out our Washington Commanders training camp notebook here on 106.7 The Fan, and our training camp coverage on The Fan brought to you by our friends at Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So if you're just now joining us, I just gave my biggest takeaway of training camp throughout the first 3 days. Watching them build upon the culture that they established a year ago has been the coolest thing that I've seen from them being out there. And watching how the leaders of this team interact with guys that aren't leaders on this team. Watching how non-starters lead and set an example for other guys. It's been really, really cool to watch. And it really makes you, and it's only been 3 days, and I'm, you know, getting to talk to guys each and every day. Had a really good conversation off the record yesterday, so there's no audio of it, but I can, you know, give you the deets of it with Marshawn Lattimore and, you know, where he's at right now. We'll have a one-on-one sit-down with him coming up next week, so definitely make sure you keep it locked for that, keep your eyes peeled for that. But he was, you know, talking to me about just, you know, how this feels so much different this time around, going into camp, being healthy, having his legs under him. And it's not just fluff talk. You can watch it and see it as he's on the field. But he is a part of, like, the culture that they're trying to establish. Like, they have been very specific in the type of dudes that they've brought in, is what I would say. And I give them a ton of credit because they know what type of environment they're trying to create. And Dan Quinn is the nicest dude in the world. But DQ's a badass, man. Like, he's got that dog in him as a coach. He gets fired up. You know? He competes. That's the environment that they're creating. It's competition everywhere all the time. And when you bring in a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, we saw it last year, and I know it's different, right? When Marshawn Lattimore is actually clamping people this year, his trash talking in the expressive manner that – is that a That is that even a word? Expressive? The way that he expressed himself, like how boisterous he is on the field, it's going to hit different when he's actually clamping people and not giving up receptions. So, like, that's the type of environment they're trying to foster. They want dogs, tough asses. Mikey Samers still, pound for pound, one of the toughest dudes in the National Football League. That's the type of cats they're trying to bring in. Right? Down to Will Harris. Down to Will Harris, who, look, Ben, I said this multiple times throughout the offseason, that I had question marks about the safety spot opposite Quan Martin. Through 3 days, Will Harris looks the part. Now, we haven't seen pads. We haven't seen him tackle yet, but he looks the part. And the thing that I continue to hear folks talk about, and I got the chance to catch up with defensive backs coach Jason Simmons the other day after practice, and he told me, Will just fits what we want to do. And Joe Witt, the quote that he won us over with last offseason when he was first brought here is, the way we live ain't for everybody. And the way that Will Harris lives on the football field and plays on the football field isn't for everybody. He had this to say about his physicality and what he'll bring here to the nation's capital.
Well, I think it's all about, you know, technique. It's all about proper technique. If you have your technique in line, you know, you got to stay, especially now more than ever, you got to stay cognizant of that for, you know, everyone else's safety and also my safety. You know, making sure that you're playing with proper technique, keeping your head up, keeping your head out of the tackle. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we got pads on. This is, you know, this is what we sign up for. You know what I mean? It's a physical game. It's a grueling game. And, you know, that's the part I love about it the most. You know what I mean? You can't fake that either. So as long as football still got pads, man, you're going to hear them from me. So as long as we got pads on, man, we clacking, man. That's all I know. So I'm excited about that.
Crash dummy mentality from Will Harris. Like that. And look, I've made a big hubbub about it all offseason. See, it's the difference between me and the rest of the world. I'm okay. Y'all call me a flip-flopper on it. I'm okay with changing my opinion when I get presented new information. I've questioned it all offseason. Is Will Harris going to be the guy? Is Will Harris got it? It's only been a couple days, but seeing him and Zach Ertz battle, I think he's got it. And I think Will Harris provides you a level of versatility, too, that maybe Jeremy Chinn didn't. I think he's got just as much range as Chinn. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's got the same mentality as Chinn, too, that I'm going to come down and not be afraid to put my face mask on people. But this environment that they're creating, and I'm just talking about the defensive side of the football right now because that's who won practice yesterday. That environment that they're creating is going to allow guys that aren't household names to play above their contract, to play above the name on the back of their jersey. A guy like a Dietrich Wise is going to make plays this year, right? Javon Kinlaw, who was a first-round pick in name, but hasn't done much this year, is going to make plays this year, right? Jonathan Jones, who has been around the block before in the NFL, is here providing guidance to the young secondary. Like, they're so much deeper at every spot. I feel like they can – they're at least one deep at every spot to where they can withstand an injury and not completely have the season be derailed. And that's not because they just brought in a bunch of super talented dudes – but I know the level that we've seen them, and it's only been a year, them get guys to play up to. And I give you examples like Noah Igbinoghi, who couldn't figure it out but figured it out here in Washington. Alamide Zaccheaus, who had a career here in Washington. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a lot of that, a lot more of that, I guess, coming up this year. And you're already seeing it throughout the first couple of days of practice with guys really beginning to, you know, take that next step, right? Luke McCaffrey has made plays, and I've watched him look like he's gotten better over the offseason. Tyler Owens is kind of in WWE, right? When they give the guy the belt, or they're about to give a guy the belt, they say he's getting pushed. Tyler Owens right now is getting a push in this Commanders defense, getting a lot of bump with the first team, in and out, playing different positions, playing in the box. I think he got the ability to play in the deep post as well, just because the athleticism. But he earned that from working. And this was an undrafted cat, wasn't it? You know what I'm saying? So they just are showing you, if you compete and you play our style of ball, you're going to get on the field, point blank. And there's one dude, though, and I teased that before we went to Tom the last time out. I tried to, at least, before Tom abruptly sent us the break. there's one cat that has really stood out through the first 3 days that has gotten my attention and I really think may have the ability to change the trajectory of this Commander's defense. I'll tell you which youngin has stood out the most through the first 3 days next during the Fan. Still moving and grooving right along as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, The Team 980. You know, you can always check us out on the Always Free Odyssey app as well. We take you up to 3 o'clock. Rick Doc Walker will take over at that point. Right now, continuing to empty out my Washington Commanders training camp notebook, our training camp coverage here on The Fan, is brought to you by our pals at Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So, I teased it before the break. There is a youngin', and that kind of casts a wide net when I say that. There's a youngin' throughout the first 3 days of camp that has really stood out above the rest of the pack. And I had some question marks about this kid because the transition at this particular position in the National Football League was a little bit difficult. But, dude, Trey Amos is the real deal. Trey Amos is the real deal. And I don't know. And look, there's still a ways to go. We're only 3 days in. But from a technique standpoint, from a confidence standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, as physical as you could be at this point, right? Because there's no pads. He gets it. He's got greasy hips. It's a scouting term that people use. Like, he gets in and out of his breaks really well. He drives on the football well. He's got pretty good play recognition. What I want to see from him when the pads come on, is he a willing tackler? Right? Can he shed blocks consistently and make plays on the perimeter? Because you got to be able to do that to be an outside corner in this NFL. And specifically in this defense, right? There's nobody in their front and in their starting 11 on defense or anybody that plays that you can call soft. And there have been years past, y'all know teams where dudes were soft. Dudes didn't want to tackle. They weeded all that out. Mike Davis last year I thought was soft, right? Be honest. Emmanuel Forbes I thought was soft, right? Let's just call a spade, right? I don't think they have any of those guys on this defense right now. Everybody wants to hit. Everybody wants smoke. Everybody wants bump. And when you have that mentality as a unit, good things are going to happen. And that's how you create turnovers, forcing fumbles, getting after the quarterback, pursuing the football, all 11 guys. But last year, this secondary, statistically, and I'll pull up the numbers here real quick. Statistically, this secondary last year wasn't bad, right? Like, their pass defense numbers were pretty good. But in reality, we saw it when it was time to really bow up. They struggled. The NFC Championship game, yeah, you lost because Saquon Barkley ran the football, but you could not stop Jalen Hurts in their passing attack. I mean, you just couldn't. So, statistically, as a pass defense a year ago, Washington, in terms of yards allowed per game, is third best in the NFL. They gave up the third fewest passing yards in the NFL per game. But were they really that good? Probably not, right? From a touchdown standpoint, right? Gave up 25 touchdowns. Not bad. Yards per play in terms of the Commanders last year when it came to this secondary. They were 10th in yards per play allowed through the air. It's a good pass defense on paper. But you know why? How many pass attempts did they have against them? Not a lot. And when you look at the quarterbacks that this defense played down the stretch, that's what Carrington Harrington was talking about this morning. Ben, if we want to be objective about it, see, I'm not going to get on here and act as if this team is perfect. I understand there are flaws. I won't feel disrespected or slighted by an opinion that someone else has. Because let's be real and call a spade a spade. From week 7 on, you played nobody at the quarterback position. And think about this. You played nobody, and that was the stretch in which things even got a little rocky. You had a 3-game losing streak. From week 7 on, it was Andy Dalton, Caleb Williams, Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, right? Cooper Rush, Will Levis, Jake Haener, and Spencer Rattler. No, you saw Jalen Hurts once. I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts is in there once. Kenny Pickett the second time around when you played Philly. Michael Penix in his second ever career start. Then you wrapped up the season against Trey Lance, who was awful. And he moved the ball against you through the air. So this secondary, I thought, definitely needed to be improved. And I had question marks about it going into camp. I really didn't. Through the first 3 days, I'll be real. If Trey Amos, and he hasn't won the outside corner job yet, Jonathan Jones has given him a run for his money. But if he can man that outside corner spot and Marshawn Lattimore continues to look good as he has through the first couple of days and Mikey transitions back into the slot well, you have three good corners and then two guys behind him in Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones who can be starters in the NFL. So you got to feel good about your corner depth. But the young and Trey Amos, like, he's got an opportunity with his length and he's got like a twitchiness about him too to where you may not see it early on, but like if he can learn from a Jonathan Jones and a Marshawn Lattimore some of the tricks of the trade, he's got a chance to be a really, really good football player that they drafted in the second round. In the second round. So I'm excited about it. Their defense to me is going to be the difference, right? And I'm not giving away state secrets when I say that, right? Their defense is going to determine how far they go. Because I think the offense is going to be one of the top three or four units in the NFL. If they're able to stay healthy and Terry McLaurin comes back. That's the other thing that we'll talk about as we get here in this 1 o'clock hour. Because yesterday, we said the offense didn't look good. It's because guys couldn't bring the football in. You know who does? 17. But this defense, if this pass rush can be as impactful as I think they will be, I think we got a shot. And it's not just about the pass rush. It's about their mentality as a defense. Joe, we got to find that audio, and it's somewhere in one of these folders, man. Some of the cuts from his press conference last year, we're going to play a certain way. They didn't show it through the first couple of weeks because they didn't play a lot in the preseason. They were getting acclimated to tackling. But when you go watch the tape throughout last year, Frankie Louvu hits people. Quan Martin's coming down trying to bust your damn skull open. Like, they have guys on this defense that have that mentality. So you add some talent to that, and I think you added a really talented piece in Trey Amos, then you start cooking, and Lord knows where you can go from there. First hour in the books, though, is to take you up to 3 o'clock here on this Saturday afternoon as we take you around the DMV. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can get at me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to as we continue our training camp coverage here on 106.7 The Fan. All of our training camp coverage brought to you by our friends at Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. When we come back, I just briefly mentioned it. Talking defense here because they kicked ass yesterday. This pass rush and some of the different lineups that they can throw out there. We've asked this question before. I'll continue to reiterate it as we come back on the other side of the break here. How good do you think this Commanders pass rush could be? Last year, they were 11th in the NFL in sacks, but they were terrible in the second half getting pressure. With the additions that they've made, are you confident in what they're going to be able to do next season? I'll give you what I've seen thus far from the Commanders pass rush throughout the first couple of days of camp next there on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.